a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Last night, watching The Project on Channel 10, and the ads came on, and there was a QR code that was flashed up. It was pulsing for about 30 seconds about The Hunted, the new season that's coming.
Yes.
It's like, hey, scan this, find out all about the new series. And I'm sure. Lame. I'm like, who the hell is jumping off the couch and being like, yeah, I can just Google it from here, right?
I don't think you need to get off the couch. I think the idea is you stay on the couch, you just pull your
phone.
Yeah. People are doom scrolling anyway.
Yeah, well, true that. And then I thought, no, it's probably at the kids. Kids probably love this stuff. And it took me back to a memory. I'm like, how dare I laugh at the QR code? Because back in the day, I vividly remember there was this little Tarzo-like thing that had, it was sticky on the back. Mm. It had Channel 7 logo on it. And you'd get it from TV Week. Pretty sure it was TV Week. And you would stick it on the watermark on Channel 7 during Home and Away and it would charge up. And you weren't allowed to change the channel. And I was so obsessed with this thing. And then you would send it back to win a prize, right? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
And I think what we've learnt this morning is that in the sort of late 90s, early noughties, I was far cooler than you. Far much more to do with my time than worry about what's TV Week's releasing.
Oh, come on now.
I didn't think it was a thing at all. I thought you might have imagined it some sort of fever dream situation. What say you, Tony, from Corio? You're a very patient man who's held the line for a long time. What do you reckon?
Yeah, so they definitely existed. Me and my two sisters used to fight over who used to get to put it up there.
Yes! Oh, my God, Tone! And then was it true that you couldn't change channels because the watermark would come out over the commercials as well?
So, yeah, I was actually talking to my cousin probably about 2 months ago about this.
Yeah.
He still claims that he won a prize from not charging it.
Yes.
Now, whether it was the fact that my parents actually never sent off the ones that me and my sisters charged or whether we were just unlucky, I never won a prize, so.
Well, think about it from an adult perspective, right? There's no way that anything was being charged. It was literally cardboard with a sticky back, right? And they sucked us all in. They sucked us in. But I'm glad that you remember it as a core memory, so much so that you brought it up with your cousin 2 months ago.
That's amazing. I can't believe that. So what were you doing? So were you in Geelong at that time, Tony?
Yeah, we were in Geelong at the time.
Yeah,
see? Geelong, Werribee, we were all across it.
Okay. Well,
maybe life in Essendon was a little bit different. Oh, no, you just went to school in Essendon, didn't you?
No.
Where'd you live?
I've been to Essendon like 3 times. I'm a Bombers fan, but I've been to Essendon like 3 times.
Maybe that's where it is in my brain.
I was late 90s. I was, where was I? Glen Waverley.
Yeah, see, Essendon vibes, it's the same. It's the eastern It's the eastern Essendon. Glen Waverley is the eastern Essendon. 100%.
All right, mate. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Welcome, Cameron Ling.
Morning, Tommy. Morning, Log.
You've walked into a rabbit hole and fallen straight down.
Have I? What? What is going on?
So basically, there was this QR code last night on Channel 10 for The Hunted Season 2, and I was laughing because I'm like, who's running up to their TV and scanning a QR code? Lame. And then my brain was like, whoa. Oh, woo back, Log, because back in the day, I vividly remember TV Week sending out these little cardboard Tarzo-like things with Channel 7 on it, and you would stick them to the TV on Channel 7 during a specific program. So just say it was Home and Away, you would have to charge up this Tarzo on the watermark for the full half hour. Couldn't change channels or anything, and then you would take it off the TV and then send it away for a prize. Tom was like, that's not a thing, doesn't exist. I'm like, yes, it does. We had Tony from Corio confirm it.
That it's a thing? Yes. It was a thing?
Do you remember it? So 99-2000 is what I'm being told.
No, I can't believe you fell for the fact that it used to charge up.
Exactly.
The Tarzo.
And Tony, our caller, said that his cousin claims that he won one without it even being charged. And I'm like, of course, it was a scam, right? But we all fell for it and it was pretty cool.
But I just got a call from Adam and he has sent us a video on Instagram that he found on TikTok that will explain it all. Adopt-a-dot-99-2000. It says, let me make sure I've got my volume up. Here we go. I'm playing this out of my phone straight into the mic.
You don't have time.
Yeah.
Simply line up the markers and stick the dot to your screen. Don't move the dot or change the channel during the entire program.
The changer is danger.
Dot power up complete.
You can now remove your dot from the screen and complete your details on the envelope supplied. Then seal your dot inside the envelope, return it to your nearest VP, and be watching Prime for nightly prize draws.
Amazing.
See, there you go. Wow. Okay, adopt a dot. See?
Cannot remember it at all.
No. Lingy was outside kicking the footy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of upgrades, we've got the better Ling.
Oh, it's a massive upgrade.
Joining us on the line, it's Lingy's wife, Dodsy. How you doing, mate?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for the early call.
Dodsy, we love you. When are you coming in?
I know. I should probably fill in for Cameron one day. The people will love it.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Is it because you can't? He can't be trusted to get the boys out, like up and out the house off to school?
Well, he probably can better than me, but yeah.
But then Laurel's going to have to come over, Lingy's mum. Yeah, it's going to have to be a whole thing,
stuff,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we just got Dodsy on just to pick on me?
No,
is
sorry,
that what we're doing?
True. Okay, Dodsy, yesterday something was revealed to us, and it was your secret childhood crush on this man, Nathan Cavalieri.
Oh, okay, you ready? Now, to control yourself, Dodsy.
Now, what does that do for you, Dodsy?
Okay, nothing was like that in 1997.
Yeah.
And when you looked and saw the video hitch when you watched it on the television and you saw this cute little boy playing a guitar, it's like, okay, hello.
We must stress that you were also
a child
at the time.
1997.
Yeah, 97.
So how old are you there? You're about 13 or 14, Dodsy.
Yeah, I think you're 8. Maybe you nine,
yeah. So he was same age, same age at that time.
Yeah.
So that story checks out. It ticks off.
Did you just have to cover off the legal proceedings
for
the whole thing?
You have to.
Full disclosure.
What was it about him in particular? Was it? Did you catch the movie Pause that he did as well as his musical stylings?
Well, I was at the time living in the Northern Territory, and we used to. On a Friday night, go down to the local country club, and you know, mum and dad would love a little bit of a line dance, and then they'd play music on the TV in the middle, in between sets, and his songs would always just come on, and you know, it's a little bit of a cutie, okay? For you know, year 8 girl.
No judgment.
Dodsy's just turning back into little year 8 giggling Dodsy.
I know, it's so cute.
He did have amazing hair. That's one thing I remember about him.
Did you?
And, I mean, I think that was pretty much it. And then, you know, moved on to someone else. It might have been Ben Cousins busted onto the scene of football. Who knows? It wasn't for long.
Oh, hang on.
I'm just going to talk way over that.
When you say busted onto the scene.
The football scene.
Yeah. Good.
Listen, I agree more with Ben Cousins and Nathan Cavalieri. Those arms were stunning.
Yeah.
I used to wet the fully oiled up arms.
Okay,
Ben Cousins,
all right.
Magnificent.
Okay, all right.
The thing was, Dodsy, yesterday Tom opened up about his love for Princess Fergie, which was,
love.
You know.
I just always thought she was really pretty.
Yes, yeah, very cute. And for me, it was Alec Baldwin, which was weird. It was just a week that was very intense for me. Lingy never opened up about anyone that he had a crush on, though. Can you give us any insights?
Has he ever let slip sort of anything?
He didn't, but funnily enough, he's never mentioned anything to me that I can think of right now. I mean, other than the fact that he was quick to jump on the Joanna Greig thing, which her already being married, it's like, oh yes, was it someone like that? I don't know.
You're keeping track of Joe's movements, are you?
I've only ever had eyes for Dodsy.
Oh.
I didn't look at another girl until I met Dodsy.
I'm sure you got some lovely handwritten notes after your Woman's Day expose, though, Cameron Ling.
I won't be admitting anything at all.
Mm.
I suggested might have been sort of Hyacinth Bouquet style, keeping up appearances. arrangement there. Sound like Lingy Dodsy there?
Yeah, he does. Yep, very high taste, that guy. That's why he picked me, obviously.
All right, well, okay. Well, thank you for providing that insight.
If you ever had the chance to talk to Nathan Cavalieri, would you?
I don't know. I think I want to leave that in the 90s.
But what if we could bring it to 2023?
I don't know. That would be unheard of.
Yeah.
We've got contacts.
Yeah, I do know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to make that call for you, Dodsy. I don't know. Like, I don't know if we want to
listen,
open this Pandora's box.
I'm fine with it.
Mm.
I'm fine.
You are fine with it?
Yep, you want to chat to him? You go for it.
I don't even know what I would say.
Well,
I don't even think we ever heard him speak because all we did was play the guitar.
Mm.
Maybe you can ask him questions, he can reply in guitar. That's a yes. All right, Dodsy. Well, look, we'll let you go, but here's what I will say. Have a bit of a think about what you might say to Nathan Cavalieri if you were to speak to him today, because we will make some calls.
We're going to put the feelers out, see what he's doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, she says. That's something I did not ask for and do
love
not want.
To do that.
All right, cheers, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Now, I was going to do something for trending, but as we were waiting, we got some emotion and a wave of emotion.
Oh, you're not really going to do this.
No, seriously. Because Warnie is...
The Warnie telly movie.
The Warnie tell-all doco that they're coming out. The guy that
the
played...
The movie.
It's a movie. It is. Oh, it is.
Two-part whatever.
Two-part series. The guy that played... what's his name?
It's not Hassan. Eddie Perfect.
Shane Warne.
Yeah, but he also plays Shane Warne, right? I've forgotten his name. Sorry, because I don't have the info because it just came up. You were very upset about the trailer that he's going around. And a lot of people have been. I mentioned this in trending last week because it did come out during State of Origin and people watched it and they're like, it looks terrible. Like, we're not really happy with it. The family obviously weren't very happy with it. You know, the man hasn't been passed that long.
To be fair, they weren't happy to start off with because they weren't consulted, but I think they came around was the last I heard.
Yeah. Very quick though, and you've got another problem.
This is just a little thing. This is a cricket nerd thing. So in the preview, they do a close-up of Shane Warne's hand bowling a ball because it's building up to him. The ball that comes out is a flipper. He bowls a flipper.
Mm.
But then it cuts straight to as though that ball is being bowled down to the famous Mike Gatting, his first wicket in Ashes in 1993, the ball of the century. It's a leg spinner. So the close-up on the hand is a flipper and the ball that's actually bowled in real life is a leg spinner. I mean, just get a cricket consultant on there and get it right. It's not the ball that bowls Mike Gatting. It's not a flipper. It's a leg spinner. It infuriates me every single time I watch that stupid preview. Like, just get the right ball. Stop looking at me like that, Tom. These little things annoy me. It means so much to me. Get it right. It's not that hard.
My eyes rolled so far back in my head that I could see my juicy tattoo on my lower back.
Oh, my God.
One with the guns and then the roses and... Says wrong way, go back.
Yes, I know. And speaking of juicy, we've got to get to this night, okay? That's trending. I can do what I want for trending. I don't care.
I can't believe you went that trending.
That's what's trending, I guess, this morning. Lingy's annoyed at the Shane Warne preview.
We're going to get it trending, Lingy. Don't you worry.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right. So yesterday I brought to the table the fact that we've moved into this house that we've bought and... In the master bedroom, there's a walk-in robe, and at the back of the walk-in robe, up on the top sort of level where you would keep your hats and your scarves and whatever else you keep up high in the wardrobe, we found two things. One of those things was a strip of photos from sort of a photo booth at a wedding or something.
All harmless, all good fun, photos.
Yeah, people we don't know, we would assume they're the people that we bought the house from, but we never met them and we don't care. So it's straight in the bin with that, right? Sorry about your memories. You can't care that much if you've left it in the house and you've moved out, right? And the other thing we found was a note. And when I say we, well, Carlia found it and she showed it to me and she was like, holy crap. What is this? And I read it and I said, holy crap indeed.
Mm.
What on earth is this? And then I thought to myself, well, that's content. But I'm not sure if it's content that I can bring to the table or not.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's go to the people.
Mm-hmm.
We asked yesterday. Yep. Three people called up. All said, read it.
We had a couple off air as well. One was Ed from St. Albans Park. He did not want to know. So, Ed, tune out now because you were the only person that didn't want to hear about it. I did also check whether I own this note.
Oh, my God. Because I bought
the house and apparently I own all the chattels.
Yes.
And I don't know what the chattels are, but I assume it means this note.
Why couldn't you put it in a plastic bag or something, bring it in? Ziploc.
Well, I haven't done a white, so like a dark sort of, what's the UV light?
Yeah,
I
don't.
The black light. I haven't done a black light.
Oh, I don't want to know that.
Are you going to set the scene? Because I need to see.
Well,
you're not having background music.
You insist on.
You know, it's either lovey and you need Kenny G or it's lovey and you need 70s music, you know?
Which way are we going to go, guys?
Which way are we going to go? Wardrobe. I've left something for you. Dolls.
I can't imagine this was left in the wardrobe. I think this sort of maybe tossed into the wardrobe in a fit of passion. But
before you read it, is there any chance that this was a letter from someone else to one of the members of the household and it was hidden at the back of the wardrobe and you're actually going to out something on air?
I've not even met the neighbours, so there's a chance that one of the neighbours left this in their letterbox. And, you know, it's just sort of that's that kind of neighbourhood. I don't know yet. I've not met anybody.
Ooh, we'll put your flamingo out the front and see what you find.
We did that yesterday. We didn't put it out the front, but we were like, where are we going to put these flamingos? Carly's like, we can't put them in the front yard, can we? I said, no, we can absolutely not. You know what happened.
Yeah.
Altona. All right, here we go. So I'm going to leave words out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read this note and then we'll sort of extrapolate together, okay?
I don't want to extrapolate
so
together.
So you can see it's on lined paper. It's been cut out of a notepad. It's crinkled. It's quite crinkled. That's why I think it's been thrown in a fit of passion. I think it's been like scrunched up and thrown.
Tossed.
Yeah, tossed.
It's small.
Like so much salad. All right. A bit... Honey, are ya?
Oh.
It starts, first line. A bit. Honey, are ya?
Good opening.
Can't find your purple redacted.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, the music really took a turn there,
didn't it? Turn the music down a little bit so we can really hear your voice.
What a shame. So let's go back.
Okay.
A bit. Yeah. Can't find your purple redacted. What a shame.
What a shame.
Ring this number for a throbbing redacted.
What?
Can you believe it? And then there's a phone number.
What?
Then there's a phone number.
Okay.
XXX. 04.
Is it a mobile?
Yes.
I was going to say, because if it's a landline, maybe it's vintage.
Oh, 0005.
No.
Maybe it's vintage.
So now reading it back again,
because
I read it once and went completely white and then went, that's content, and I've not read it since. Reading that on it, that sounds like something that was maybe put in place of something else.
Yes. Clever.
Maybe it could be a joke.
I don't think at all. I think it's legit.
You can't find this.
Find me instead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, Tommy. Okay, I get why you can't read it fully out. That's even more graphic than I thought it was going to be.
Just for people catching up.
We can read it again.
A bit. Can't find your purple redacted. What a shame. Ring this number for a throbbing... redacted.
Oh my God.
I'm petrified of these people's friends showing up on my front door not knowing that they've moved and being like, hey, we're here to party.
Can you give me a throbbing redacted?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.